Our next guest, Cameron Dugmore, is ANC leader in the Western Cape Legislature. He happened to go to SAPS yesterday for what he thinks people in Sea Point deserve, not just ratepayers, but those who are being bullied at this particular time. Cameron, for the first time, I've been dying to chat to you for a while, but welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thank you, Refilwe, for inviting me.
Of course.
I really appreciate it.
For sure. It's interesting to see your involvement. This, on Monday, we chatted to Nicola Jowell about the ongoing conflict in the Atlantic seaboard, but you felt the need to take this on head on to law enforcement. And why is that?
Well, Refilwe, the connection and the involvement in Sea Point, you know, I've been a member of parliament in the Western Cape for quite a while, and the issues there are similar to many other communities where you have, you know, middle class, very wealthy, and working class and very poor. And issues around social housing have always been an issue in a community like Sea Point. And I think the context of all of this and why we ended up at the police station is, I suppose you could summarize it as a very different worldview held by different people around how you deal, for instance, with homelessness. I know that the councillor, for instance, has a huge task to deal with people on the one hand who just believe that there should be no place for homeless people in Sea Point. They should be shipped out, you know, whether to Strandfontein or wherever else. And others who I would broadly describe as more compassionate, more humanitarian. But I think the unfortunate thing is that in our view, and with all the evidence that we have available, there definitely appears to have been a cabal operating in Sea Point following the first view against homeless people. And actually, in some cases, quite violently so. You would recall that someone who was feeding people during the hard lockdown had his car bombed. And,
yes, we had him on the show, Peter Wagena, yes.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Wagena, yes. And, when unidentified people on motorbikes can drive through Sea Point and bomb someone's car because they don't agree with his demonstration of compassion, it's a very, very serious situation. I think also then, you know, we got called by quite a few people there, appear to be what some people called a hit list, but nevertheless, a list of people that had been identified, and we would argue by this cabal, as being undesirables in Sea Point, whether they were too compassionate, mostly women, helping the homeless, being described as socialists, as do-gooders, et cetera, et cetera. And I think there's a real concern, and for us as the ANC, we felt we needed to go to the police station and ask, number one, what is the progress in regard to the investigation into the bombing of Mr. Wagena's car? Secondly, we wanted information about what happened, which resulted in charges against one of the alleged cabal members for slashing tires. Why were the charges withdrawn and never brought? That might be an NPA issue. Sorry?
I apologize for interrupting. For the benefit of our listeners, that's a black lady who was living in the area and was sort of intimidated until she moved away. And slashing her tires was one of the things,
Tires slashed, you know, having sort of funeral flowers left outside her door, et cetera, et cetera. So we feel that it's important that we find out, you know, from the police and then possibly from the National Prosecuting Authority why those charges were withdrawn. And then generally we asked the question to the police, have they heard about this list? How would they deal with it? And they said if anyone on that list wants to come forward and make a statement and feel threatened and intimidated, they should do that. And I think my concern, Refilwe, is that while there's this climate of fear being instigated by a cabal, you know, the real issues of Sea Point, how to bring the community together, there's the opportunity now with the SABC building that the Housing Development Association has bought. There's the Tafelberg issue where there's a real opportunity as well. And also, the issue of the Helen Bowden or Ahmed Katrada house, which also needs to be dealt with. And, you know, I'm beginning to engage with the Premier as the leader of the opposition for the ANC about, look, but it's not just Sea Point. There's obviously Hout Bay, there's Bellville, there's George, there's different areas. And because of this cabal and their threatening actions, we, I think, are losing sight on trying to support the councillor in how do we deal with the homelessness? How do we deal with the issue of people saying we've lived and worked here for 20 years, We would also like to save money to do a rent-to-buy option at Tafelberg, for instance. So we mustn't get distracted. We need to be strong. We need to isolate. And I believe they are a minority. I believe at one stage it was a big call to boycott rates. And literally, if it was 20 or 30 people who eventually signed up to boycott. So I don't think the cabal represents the majority of people in Seapoint at all. But their actions are resulting in attempts by those who really want to pull the community together and make it sustainable for rich and poor, middle class, working class, that those efforts are being undermined. And that's why we think it's important that the police do their job, that people feel safe, and that these cases are followed up.
I couldn't agree more. Just two things I want to ask you, and I have no time for them, so I'm going to choose one. Just on the back of my previous conversation, where we sort of told that the SAPS is not the city competency, and you have an eye on this from a provincial perspective. I don't mind if you speak about this from a legislative or an opposition perspective, mm-hmm. but what are we supposed to do about the fact that services, including looking after the homeless, including taking care of my commute every morning on a taxi where I might get shot, including the lawlessness of ripping cables out of electricity, often these services are not provided because the excuse is we don't run SAPS. What are we supposed to do?
Rafiwa, you referred to an earlier discussion on your show now, someone called Kevin, I think.
Yes.
Now, the issue of, you know, we cannot say it's the city, it's national, it's this. Literally, Seapoint is a community, and I'm just using Seapoint as an example where the local government needs to do certain things, the provincial government, like Tafelberg, is provincial and national, for instance, the police. We can't, you know, throw our hands aside and say, well, it's this one's fault. So homelessness, and that's why I'm initiating probably a Zoom dialogue on the issue of homelessness, where I'll bring the National Department of Social Development, the city, the province, NGOs, some of whom are doing incredible work in Seapoint, and actually look at this issue. Because we've got a constitution in this country which talks about intergovernmental relations, cooperation. And I've just started interacting with, for instance, the ward councillor. She's from the DA, from the ANC. It's quite weird. I don't know if you heard that one of the cabal wants to stand for the Freedom Front Plus. Well, that's his right. But at the end of the day, your issue about services and what to expect, whether you're rich or poor, and dealing with homelessness, transport, all the policing issues, unless we pull together, we fight an election every 5 years, but surely there's no excuses. We've got to say, this is the issue, let's deal with it. So that's my approach. It might sound naive, but what I know is that that's what the Constitution requires of us. And I think the more we begin to build that cooperation, not just between the three spheres, but community members who've got particular concerns and, more importantly, want to do things to help, we've got to create that opportunity. So I would let Cape Talk know.
Please.
Once I've got a date for this Zoom, because it is a difficult issue. It's an age-old issue, but there are examples of how one deals with this in a way that builds unity, but also takes into account the real concerns that people have around this issue. And Strandfontein, Kemp is really not the solution.
It's a big deal. As a matter of urgency, I'm very eager to hear from you again. Thank you so much, Cameron Dugmore, ANC leader in the Western Cape.